Hysteria peeps. Before we start this week, I wanted to throw something out. I just want to remind everyone that there's no shame in talking or reaching out. If you have some mental health issues or if you need someone to talk to, if you're depressed, if you're sad, if you're happy, it doesn't matter. Never feel like there isn't people to talk to. There's online counseling. There are, you know, doctors you can talk to, your family, your friends, anyone like that. Someone close to the show lost a very close person to them recently because of this. And I'm not going to go into details, but I wanted to show out that, you know, you're not alone. And if you feel like you're alone, there are people that'll help. I know this is a heavy topic, and it's never fun to talk about, but it should be, because if you have a disease and you go and talk to someone, the doctors never look down upon you. But if you have mental illness, people seem to think, well, I'm going to be judged. You're not. And if you are, fuck those people. It's the easiest way to, that's the proper terminology, isn't it, David?
Yes. That clinically, yes.
Yeah. So guys and gals out there, if you need someone to talk to, there's always people out there. Never feel like there isn't someone for you. With that said, let's get on with the dick and fart jokes. How's that sound, sir?
That sounds like a good cleanse for cleansing. all that ails you. No, that sounds like I'm making fun of it.
No, not at all. Not at all. I completely understand. What are you working with this week?
Well, I've got kind of a wild one. This one.
A real wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
I have one that was sent to us from Evil Mike. Mm-hmm. This one comes from the BBC. Frog bones found in Cambridgeshire, Iron Age ditch, baffle experts.
Look at these frog bones. Well, I'm baffled.
So they have found about 8,000 ancient frog and toad bones while excavating the route of a new road in Cambridgeshire. This is near Bar Hill, or right around Bar Hill near Cambridge, and the Museum of London Archaeology, which is the acronym is MOLA, Molaram Sutharam,
MOLA
said
Molaram is the deity you pray to when you're gonna dip you pull the dude's heart out, isn't it?
Exactly. I think they practiced on toads and frogs, just like we did in middle school.
Listen, Molaram. Sorry. I digress.
They said the sheer quantity of remains, all concentrated in one single place, is extraordinary, and they have no idea why or how they got there, because they're not native to the to that place.
They had a frog fry, man. They had a big old party. They had everyone's like, these are delicious. It tastes like ye old chicken.
Well, you know, funny you should mention that, because they said it seems unlikely they were eaten by humans or other animals because there are no burns or cut or bite marks on the bones.
They just, you know, that's what they want you to think.
That's what big frog leg.
I tell you, not a day goes by that I'm not shafted somehow by big frog leg.
My mortal enemy.
Yeah. Why is gas prices so high? Big frog leg.
Big frog leg. Yeah. wildfires all over the country. Big frog leg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They said that maybe they could have fallen into the ditch there, you know, while they were migrating. And couldn't get out.
Fucking lemming frogs and toads?
Lemon frogs, or they could have been trying to hibernate in the mud and been killed off by a disease maybe or something. They've got a bunch of speculations. One that I didn't see them come up with, which I think should be considered, meat shower.
they were just minding their own business, got picked up in a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. And a tornado. Got Kentuckied onto the plains of Europe.
Sucked up in a tornado, deposited near Bar Hill. And
yeah, just
nobody's thought of that. That literally has happened in the world before.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
migration, I guess.
Frogs and toads, as far as dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Frogs and toads falling from the sky. It happens. And sadly, like you said, it literally happens realistically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. I tell you, I love when people dig and we find stuff for like, the fuck is it? And it's probably some just so mundane answer, but it just doesn't make any sense. And so we have these head-scratching moments for archaeologists and scientists. I love it. I love that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to have a good mystery and a benign mystery, not something that really, you know. On the surface, this doesn't really matter.
How's your mystery? It's benign.
Yeah, I came back benign.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all I could hope for, I guess.
But. Right. Man, I don't know. So that's you're it's funny you say that and you're like, no one has said this, and this is what I think it might be. Totally. Totally.
Wouldn't that be great? But yeah, what amazes me is that they keep finding crazy stuff. They keep finding stuff around Stonehenge, you know, they dig around in Italy.
Yeah.
They find complete frescoes. You know, under the ground and stuff. It's wild how much we still haven't found from history.
Right. And how much it's fascinating. We never will. How much is never lost, will. You know?
Yeah, it's not funded. Nobody cares.
Digging in the ground is not nearly as sexy as it should be. That's why I saw someone like, you can go out and get a t-shirt that says archaeologist and just go dig somewhere. Most people will never even stop you.
That's true.
What are you? Sorry, this is for university. Which one? University.
the university?
The University the State of Earth. School. Maybe you've heard of it. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well,
that's sad.
But I mean, seriously, if you set up your location professionally, if you just get a few little stakes, tie some rope around it, get a few tools and lay them out like organized, you're going to fool everybody.
Look at him. He's got a brush and he's moving it over the dirt. He's obviously a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get stop, you're disrupting the dig.
Don't move.
You need to back away slowly. This is my archaeologist voice. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm a very prestigious archaeologist and I need you to back up immediately.
Sir, why do you sound like that?
It's the dust. University
gets in my lungs.
He's our hero.
It's a job hazard.
Yeah. I got archaeologist lung. I got digger's throat. You know what I'm talking
digger's
about.
Digger's throat. The old bone cough.
Yeah, right? that's better. That's been bothering me for days.
This is my true voice. You better step away. You're going to get it too.
Don't want to break anything. You might make a mess of everything. on that note there, Blanche, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're moving from frogs to mice.
Oh.
Ooh. Sexy time with mice. Not exactly. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria. No! I will do it again. Blurry Hysteria.
Caught it quicker this time.
That's right. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users, use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
You might think we're brewing a potion over here with these topics, huh?
I need leg of toad and Benjamin Button effect of mouse. Because that's what we're talking
about. I need
about.
A young mouse. Yeah. I just have all these old ones.
I need an old mouse that looks like a young mouse. Make it happen. Benjamin Button effect. This one is sent to us by Todd Hoover. Mr. Todd Hoover sends us this one, and it says, Benjamin Button effect. Scientists can reverse aging in mice. The goal, spoiler alert, is to do it to humans. Don't know if you were thinking that of yourself or not. Now, they got the picture of this mouse that they de-aged. It's crazy, man. It was all, you know, white-haired around it and stuff. Literally looks like a completely different mouse, you know, or the one mouse's brother and sister. The one looks like a young little mouse and one looks like the old, it just doesn't age him. They said using proteins that can turn an adult cell into a stem cell. This David Sinclair's lab at Harvard Medical School is the one that's doing this. Sinclair and his team have reset aging cells in mice to earlier versions of themselves. This was first published in late 2020. Old mice with poor eyesight and damaged retinas could suddenly see again with vision that at times rivaled their offspring. Mm. And it's a permanent reset as far as we can tell. And we think it may be a universal process that could be applied across the body to reset our age. Sinclair has spent the last 20 years studying ways to reverse the ravages of time. That's pretty cool, man, that they can literally do so. If we reverse aging, the diseases could not happen. A lot of them, because they come from time, stuff like that. You know, it says getting cancer in your 70s, heart disease in your 80s, Alzheimer's in your 90s, you know, just could be, you know, completely bred out almost. This is a world that is coming. It's literally a question of when for most of us. It's going to happen in our lifetime. That's pretty cool.
That's wild.
A reset button. How crazy.
Do we need people to be living longer?
This comes into a lot of kind of ethics questions of, okay, well, we're already overcrowded. So that means that we need to be hopping over to Mars or sadly putting you can't have limit. Children, you know, or you can only have so many, and that people get very upset about that. But I'm not talking eugenics. I'm talking a population paging Georgia Guidestones.
I'm just talking population control.
Right. Like overpopulation, it will kill us all, you know. Hopefully we're multi-planeted by not too long from now, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And then, you know, we're terraforming all sorts of places and spreading our own brand of evil throughout the cosmos. So that's fun. our overlord Lambda doesn't take us out first.
Which hopefully will work with him. Do you think, though, this could solve space travel? 'Cause if it takes generations to get to another planet,
just keep, you know, I wonder if you can keep resetting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are the limits on that? There's all kinds of stuff that crops up with this. I'm thinking of the dumb things like, well, do they still get to participate in sports?
right.
How's that going to affect?
This guy talks about, you know, he's using things on himself, the ways. One of the things, he said cutting back on meals was a significant factor in resetting his own personal clock. He does tests that show his biological age is 42, but he's actually 53 years old. He only lets himself eat one time a day, and he said it was the biggest change in his biological clock was eating less often. It was better on his body.
Really?
And I think back to, they've talked about, like, you know, our ancestors back in the day would have like a meal a day because they had to hunt, you know what I mean? Yep. And they were hunter gatherers. They weren't farming. So that's how kind of our bodies are set up.
That's I've heard fasting is, pretty good for people.
Intermittent fasting or whatever they call it. It goes into, and we'll have links to this. There's a lot of different ways to turn back the clock outside of literally, turning back the clock with stem cells. But there's a lot of stuff to do with cutting back sweets and sleep and all sorts of things. At the moment, that's our best bet until we get these stem cells unlocked for us.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they call it the share
pill. If I could turn back cells, if I could find a way. Another thing is people really like to hear me sing, so that's a good – I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I should auto-tune that.
I'm sure.
Do you believe in life even though you're 100? You're welcome.
I don't know. Would you do this? Would you do this to yourself?
Yes. I am not one of those people that go, oh no, that's different. I'm in. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm down to clown. I don't look at this stuff and go, that's the devil. I go, heck yeah, because this world needs more time with me. That's the way I see it.
It would be nice to have the metabolism again.
Right.
I wonder though, if this would unlock other things, that people could use, like, you know, okay, hair loss, you know, maybe
I just read something. There's a new alopecia. What's the one?
Alopecia.
There's an alopecia drug that like has like 100% effect on some people that it's in testing. So like people without alopecia can like grow their hair back.
I mean, I would try it, but I'd probably still be bald. I don't know. I kind of like how I am right now.
Yeah. Well, right. You're used to it. Right. And then it becomes, well, it's just like, you know, a lot of people have beards cause they don't like shaving. You know, a lot of people are bald cause they don't like having to take care of their hair, you know?
And you know, for me, there are places I can't grow facial hair. There's patches.
Yeah.
And I would try to grow a bigger beard or something if I could. So, you know, something like that. I would do it just for that, or
sideburns. I can't grow sideburns, oddly enough. Yeah. And I have a lot of white in my facial hair. I only keep a goatee and one side of it's white. I've got like a skunk stripe on one side. but that's, you know, I don't dye it or anything like that.
That's one implication that could come out of research like this.
Right.
Another one is weight loss. You know, if you get something that would speed up people's metabolism or something that the body naturally can do when you're younger, could come out of something like this, research like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fingers crossed.
And I'm sure there's other. Yeah. Like what if it reversed Alzheimer's or, dementia, things like that, that do come on with age.
Mm-hmm.
It could reverse things like that. It could be an incredible medical breakthrough, something like this. But just making people younger and having them live twice as long, that's dangerous.
Right.
You know?
Right. I agree. There's got to be the happy medium, you know, in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And where do you draw the line ethically and morally and conservationally?
The rich would have no problem not drawing any lines whatsoever.
Right. Well, and anyone who has the means. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. So you heard it here first, folks. Eat the rich.
I'm glad you can read between the lines, Brent.
I can, thanks to my retinas that have been reshaped, thanks to my Benjamin Button syndrome. Yeah, I've
retroactively repaired themselves, and now I no longer have astigmatism.
I got some stem cells to move, so we're going to have to cut this one short. anyway, kids, bring in and make sure if you guys got ideas for your own stories. You find a story you want, weird at hysteria51.com, weird at hysteria51.com. Send us that and any information, your name, links to anything, we can give you a shout out. So far, it's just been names. So if you want anything else said about you within reason, we get the final say. We're happy to do so. Yeah. And until next time, stay weird out there and stay young.
Stay young, suckers.
Forever young.
I want to be forever young. Cher sings the hits.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.